For over four decades, singer-songwriter Livingston Taylor has delighted audiences around the world with his easygoing style.
Just one look, and then I'll hear those sweet words pour from them. I will be in love with you. I'll be in love with you.
Kind of to the manner born, right? Brother of James and Kate Taylor, probably stepped from the crib right onto the stage. Not quite. Did you know he was once booed off the stage, had bottles thrown at him by Jethro Tull fans who weren't interested in an opening act? He got to another gig in a small club, and when he saw how dirty the glass door was, began washing it with Windex, holding it open for his own opening act, who ignored him. I mean, who could that be, washing a glass door? He's also scrubbed dirty bathrooms, worked with an audience to get a bat out of a club in Maine. He shares these stories in his class. For the past 21 years, Livingston Taylor has been a professor at the Berklee College of Music, and in his handbook, Stage Performance. And Livingston Taylor joins us in the studio with more of the advice he gives out. Welcome.
Oh, Robin, so great to be here, and great to see you,
nice
as
to see
always.
You. Nice to see you. And what's interesting, it's a performance class. It's a book entitled Stage Performance.
Yeah.
But it's a long time in the class before kids actually perform. Take us through some of the exercises you have them do initially.
The first exercise is I have my students introduce themselves. I have them walk on stage, stand, see the room, and then we start in their first simple performance, which is, "Hello, my name is Livingston Taylor, and I live in Watertown, Massachusetts."
And it's so hard for some of these students to even say their name.
Above all else, we have to ask why. Why is it difficult for them? What is the penalty for getting it wrong? Why are they nervous? And I spend a lot of time with this stuff, Robin. And the penalty for not getting it right is so severe in your mind that it's terrifying. And as a result, you simply cannot watch the audience, because if they don't like you, you're going to die. You're not going to mate successfully. There are all kinds of penalties for not being accepted by your peer group. And what I do is I do things that are simple enough that they don't have to bring their music. One of my favorite is, if you listen, there's that tap.
Timing.
Tick-tock. The accurate, clear delivery of time tells an audience, tick-tock, that they are safe, that they can suspend their reality, enter your reality. The two of you can now exchange stunning intimacy, even though you don't know one another, because the time, tick-tock, tick-tock, that tells them that you're under control.
Well, you actually have some of the students keep time, and after just a few seconds, they're exhausted. You also have them memorize 1 or 2 minutes worth of prose or poetry, mm-hmm, and recite it. And you say that one thing that can help a performer is to speak the lyrics to a song.
Oh, well, I always have them speak the lyrics, because above all else, you're telling a story. Mm-hmm. So accuracy in the delivery of lyrics and delivery of whatever you're doing is extremely important. Is the song going to be a vehicle for you, or are you going to be a vehicle for the song? Are you going to be Christina Aguilera when she sings the Star Spangled Banner? It's all about her and her life.
Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, what so proudly we watched at the twilight's last gleaming.
Are you going to be Ella Fitzgerald, where you sing the song and you tell accurately the story that was portrayed in that song?
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me.
If you do take Ella's route, people continue to come to you to hear the story long after you are young and beautiful.
you take them through all aspects of being a performer, talking about management and record companies and lack of radio deals and the new technology and touring. But when they actually get in a room, you talk about listening to and feeling a room. For instance, you write about listening to the rustle of corduroy, the creak of a chair. Now, sometimes the creak of the chair might be just that the chair's uncomfortable, but sometimes the creak of the chair might be someone who's getting a little bored, and then you have to ask, are you the source of that boredom?
I may be the source of the boredom, and if so, this is a very important issue here. Sometimes people don't like me. It's okay. You don't have to like me. It was me who needed you.
And I listened to a lot of bluegrass music when I was growing up, and I learned to play a lot of bluegrass music, and I was loving it until I got to Cambridge, Massachusetts. Oh, not terribly different than Northampton here. And I'd play that bluegrass music, but nobody was interested in hearing it, so...
It happens to everybody. Some nights, you're unbelievably good, but it just so happens that two people who have been together have decided that they no longer can be together, and they break up, and it doesn't matter what I do. I could have had the best set ever of my life. Forever in their lives, I will remind them of the most painful moment in their lives.
That was the worst concert they ever went to.
Exactly, and it will remain that. And so, and conversely, if two people at my show or I'm having a absolutely miserable time look at one another and say, agree to marry and to continue their life together, my concert will forever in their life be a high point. Okay. So the point is here, it ain't about you. It was always, you were a point to coalesce around so people could enjoy their own lives and themselves.
Livingston Taylor, again, his book, Stage Performance. He teaches a class of the same name for several decades now at Berklee College of Music here in Boston. And one of the things you say in the book is that when students get to the point where they're handling media invitations, appearances on radio, they better have that 60-second song ready. We have a stopwatch.
Sweet!
You ready? Got one?
I am so ready.
Okay.
It is sad to be ready and not be called. It is tragic to be called and not be ready. Our turn to dance, our turn to sing, our turn to turn the world around, to give the best of everything, looking back, this is our chance. Our turn to sing, our turn to
just about a minute.
Was that just about a minute? I did not actually have. But I want you to know that I can nail it right on the nose if I'm actually looking at a second hand.
That's all right. Livingston Taylor, what a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Oh, Robin, it's so great to have me on. It's wonderful to be with you. Jupiter's two digital xylophone, heart of a tuba. All gone. Finger balloons melting with the ice cream cones. Who do you blame when it goes wrong? Blame it on the hearts we find. Blame it on no peace of mind. Blame it on the stars that no one sees. See if they disagree. Blame it on the will that bends in the Santa Ana wind. And I'm all in. Blame it on me. Aquamarine virtual swimming pool,
dusty and bright Las Vegas sun. No hiding the scene, losing all the Bel Air cool, simply too high to learn to run. Who you gonna blame when it comes undone? Blame it on the hearts we find, blame it on the toys we wind, blame it on the same.